May the Lord Jesus give you his peace. We have the figure of St. John the Baptist in the Gospel this morning, who is giving us a great reminder. You are not the Christ. And the continued exercise of humility that he gives us is extraordinary. His fame spread throughout the Mediterranean region to such an extent that even after the death of our Lord, in some places, he was known, and our Lord wasn't until St. Paul got there, or the others. Regarding this verse, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie, St. Gregory of Nazianzen, whose feast we celebrate this day, and also St. Basil the Great, says, "What is this strap of the sandal which you, John, who baptizes Jesus, may not loose? You are of the desert and have no food. The new Elijah, the more than prophet, inasmuch as you saw him of whom you did prophesy, you the mediator of the Old and New Testaments. So what is this strap? Perhaps the message of the Advent and the incarnation of which not the least point may be loosened. I say not by those who are yet carnal and babes in Christ, and not even by those who are like John in spirit." And so just the mystery of the incarnation, bit what we looked at yesterday in terms of Our Lady as Mother of God, and the points, because all of the faith hinges on a correct understanding of who our Lord is, and also in union with him, Our Lady. On that point, St. Gregory of Nazianzen also will talk about these heretical threats and how Theotokos kind of repels them. "If anyone does not admit that Holy Mary is the Mother of God, Theotokos, he is cut off from the Godhead. If anyone claims that Christ merely passed through Mary, as if passing through a channel, but denies that he was formed within her in a divine way, because there was no intervention of a man, and in a human way, that is according to the laws of conception, he's equally godless." And he will continue with that, and basically summing up in just a quick synopsis, a lot of different heresies around this mystery. He's repelling them all by the correct understanding of Our Lady's Theotokos. St. Gregory of Nazianzen, born in the same year as St. Basil the Great, 330, Cappadocian father, which this region, modern-day Turkey, and a great time in the church with basically these holy luminaries. I mean, we've got St. Basil the Great, St. Gregory of Nazianzen, St. Basil's brother, St. Gregory of Nyssa, the contemporaries of St. Jerome, St. Athanasius, who was very pleased when St. Basil was appointed as bishop. And St. Basil died first about 379, and later St. Gregory of Nazianzen, later 389 thereabout. And great, great saints, and their works still bear great relevance today. Another taste of St. Gregory of Nazianzen, who has this, again, the correct understanding of the Christ as true God, true man. "He was baptized as man, but he remitted sins as God. He was tempted as man, but he conquered as God. He hungered, but he fed thousands. He thirsted, but he cried, 'If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.' He was wearied, but he is the rest of them that are weary and heavy laden. He was heavy with sleep, but he walked lightly over the sea. He pays tribute, but he is the king of those who demanded it. He is stoned, but is not taken. He prays, but he hears prayer. He weeps, but he causes tears to cease. He asks where Lazarus was laid, for he was man, but he raises Lazarus, for he was God. He is sold for only 30 pieces of silver, but he redeems the world, and that at a great price, for the price was his own blood. As a sheep, he is led to the slaughter, but he is the shepherd of Israel, and now of the whole world also. As a lamb, he is silent, yet he is the word, and is proclaimed by the voice of one crying in the wilderness." So St. Gregory of Nazianzen, he was also a great poet in his day as well. St. Basil the Great appointed him as bishop, both schooled in Athens, we read in the Office of Readings, and very skilled in rhetoric. The eulogy that we hear is from St. Gregory about St. Basil. And this is from St. Basil the Great on Our Lady. He calls her the workshop of the incarnation, that insofar as the Christ is formed in her womb. But he also has a take on the Annunciation of Saint Joseph, which is interesting. You might have heard of different theories on exactly what Saint Joseph is going through. And he holds to this reverential fear theory. This is Saint Basil the Great. Before they came to live together, she was found with child by the working of the Holy Spirit. Joseph found both things, both the conception and its cause. It's an important point because you could really read scripture this way. When you read this, she was found with child by the working of the Holy Spirit. She was found by whom? Saint Joseph. How was she found? With child and by the Holy Spirit. In other words, Saint Joseph, some kind of revelation going on there, knows she's pregnant, obviously, and also why add or why specify the Holy Spirit in sacred scripture if the object of that or the subject of that clause, she was found, St. Joseph doesn't realize that by the Holy Spirit. Joseph found both things, both the conception and its cause, namely the intervention of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, fearing to be called the husband of such a woman, he wanted to send her away quietly, not daring to make public what had happened to her. And this is also held by St. Eusebius of Caesarea, or Eusebius of Caesarea, St. Ephrem, Romanus the Melodist in Origen as well, St. Bernard of Clairvaux, St. Francis de Sales, St. Thomas Aquinas. It was a theory, it was the view endorsed by Matins of Christmas Eve from the Old Breviary, which says this: if any man be joined to a harlot, he becomes one body with her. And according to the law, they that be privy to a crime are held to be privy. Moral cooperation. How then can it be that Joseph is descended or described as a just man at the very time he was compounding the criminality of his espoused? These words be none other than a testimony to the virginity of Mary, for Joseph knew her to be chaste, wherefore he marveled at all that had come to pass and hid in silence that of which he knew not the mystery. So St. Basil giving us a take on the Annunciation of St. Joseph. And this day, we also reflect on St. Basil in a particular way as he reformed the liturgy in his day. Even as a priest in Caesarea, and his liturgy exists today among our Eastern brethren. It's celebrated on the more special days, for example, yesterday, which was his feast, according to the Eastern Orthodox, and also on some of the more solemn feasts. I guess it's a bit longer than the liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, and also quite beautiful in his language. Again, he was very, very skilled. So we ask his intercession this day as well, as we find ourselves in something of a reform of the reform, that we might be true to the spirit of Holy Mother Church and also very docile to the Holy Spirit.